God said, let there be light.
Okay. This morning, Susie... This morning, Susie is not feeling her best, so I'm going to pinch hint for her this morning. So welcome to our early service here at Sitka Baptist Church on this wonderful Easter morning. Beautiful and sunny for a change in Indiana. Could we begin with a prayer, Pastor Jim?
Father, we thank you for this time, Lord. And I pray that you watch over us this morning as we have our festivities today, our service, and you know, nice breakfast, and then our main service, Lord. Watch over us. Help us to understand the relevance of this time. Our families get together, we fellowship, because you rose from the dead. And we do thank you for that, Lord. We can only live our lives the best we possibly can, Lord. In appreciation of the blessed time in Christ's name. Amen.
Our first song this morning is on page 298. Called Christ Arose. I hope you can all see me up here. I wore my high heels, so I thought you'd be able to see me today. So let's sing all three verses. 298. Margaret is going to have a reading for us now.
I think of times when night draws near, of an old house on the hill where children played at will. And when night came down, Mother would ask, "Are all the children in?" Many nights have passed, and I can still hear my mother ask, "Are all the children in?" I wonder, when shadows fall on the last earthly day, and we say goodbye to this world, when we meet Jesus, the lover of all boys and girls, the Jesus who died to save them from their sin, will he ask, as Mother did, "Are all my children in?"
And now Ruth Duvall is going to play a musical selection.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to briefly switch mics.
This song is entitled The Easter Song. Hear the bells ringing, they're singing that we can be born again. Hear the bells ringing, Christ is risen from the dead. The angel upon the tombstone said, He is risen from the dead. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. Joy to the world, he is risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia, he's risen. Alleluia.
And now we'll have a reading from Kathy Armold.
It's Kathy Armold and crew, because I don't like to do things alone, so I always recruit my friend Jackie to help me out. I'm going to be doing a reading this morning written by Pam Ridenour. It's called The M&M Easter Legend. This morning, the kids and Jackie are all going to be passing out a little something for you all. The M&M Easter Legend. As you hold these candies in your hand and turn them, you will see the M becomes a W and the 3 and then an E. They tell the Easter story. I'm sure it's one that you all know. It happened in Jerusalem a long time ago. The E is for Easter Sunday, Christ's resurrection we celebrate, his life we gave so we might live. He is our advocate who opens up the gate. The M is for the miracle and sweet gift of eternal life. By atoning our sins, we can overcome mortal strife. The W is for wonderful counselor and king, Messiah, Redeemer, and Savior. His praises we do sing. The 3 is for the third day when Jesus rose again. He overcame death so we might live eternally with him. So as you eat these candies and enjoy this special treat, remember the true meaning of Easter, a heavenly gift of love so sweet. Happy Easter.
Our last song this morning will be on page 292, Because He Lives. Let's stand and sing this song. And sing 3 verses. It's Easter, and this is one of my favorite songs. God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. See?
to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he
be seated. Well, it's good to see everybody here today. This service is so different than every other service, and I won't be speaking very long at all. There's food cooking downstairs, so everybody's welcome to go downstairs. And then we have our regular service at 10:30. It is nice to have everyone here today, though. We have a bunch of people downstairs. You don't need to have your Bibles today, but this is our early service, and it's not a sunrise service, obviously, but it's an early service. I did get to see the sun come up this morning. It's pretty amazing. Jesus rose from the dead on this day. I mean, places don't celebrate Good Friday anymore unless they get paid days off. People don't celebrate hardly anything anymore. This is Easter. And the word Easter doesn't even come from the Bible. It comes from an ancient Babylonian ritual of rolling an egg down a hill for fertility. It comes from a thing called Ishtar. And yet somehow it got incorporated with the time of Resurrection Day. But we as Christians understand it's the day that Christ rose from the dead. He was crucified on Friday. And they killed him right before 6 o'clock. Or he actually died right before 6 o'clock. And he was in the grave around 6 o'clock Friday night until early Sunday morning. And according to the Jewish and or the Roman calendar, Friday night's one day, Saturday's the second day, and then comes Sunday morning's the third day. And those are the 3 days we're talking about. Three Roman days. Jesus had to die. All of us who understand the scriptures know that we're sinners. We don't do what we should do. We don't think the way we should think. We act wrong. And the best that we can do is typically wrong. And so we always perform sacrifices in the Old Testament to pay for sin. And then Moses got the law from God, and they had a special way of doing it. And people still sinned, and people were still guilty. And the only way to pay for our guilt was to be able to have pay for our sin and then have it paid for once and for all. Because we just have to do it over and over. Because someone had to pay for it. Something had to die. Jesus came through the virgin birth, like we talk about, and he lived a sinless life. And when he hung on the cross, he became that sacrifice. And when he became that sacrifice, he paid for the sins of mankind. And that in and of itself was enough to pay for our sins. But the fact that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead means that whoever trusts in him, their sins are perpetually covered. We are forever forgiven. So on Easter, we study that morning, we recognize and we remember that morning in which he did raise from the dead so that we have eternal life. I mean, when you're 15 and 12 or 25, I mean, you don't think about dying. You don't think about eternal life. The older you get, the more relevant it becomes to you. The older you get and the more, the closer you are to that side of it, being forgiven is everything. You look back over your life and you've made some big mistakes, done some bad things. And having forgiveness and that clarity of mind is everything, that peace, that comfort, and that sense of being cleansed. You don't have to turn there this morning, just real briefly, but in Matthew chapter 28, Matthew wrote the book to the Jews. Matthew, the book of Matthew is a synoptic gospel written by Matthew specifically for the Jews to show that Jesus was the Messiah. The last chapter of this book, the first 10 verses talk about his resurrection. Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 through 10 read, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and he sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. This is the briefest account of what happened that day. I mean, the Roman soldiers, the Romans, by bidding of the Pharisees, put over 100, up to several hundred guards around this sepulcher, which was the side of a rock, built in a mountain, a rock with a hole cut in it, about 4 feet high, and you have to duck down to get in the hole, and then you walk in, it's like a little cave in there with a slab. And they laid him on the slab, and then they rolled a rock in front of the big hole. And that's how the rich kind of were buried, because Joseph of Arimathea was a wealthy man, and he bought the place for Jesus. And so they had this rock in front of this hole, this sepulcher is called, and they had all a bunch of soldiers everywhere around it, so that nobody would come and steal the body and then say that Jesus had risen from the dead. Because he said he was going to do that. And they wanted to quash that whole possibility. Instead, there's a giant earthquake. The soldiers are all being shook up. An angel comes from heaven, and he sits on top of the rock. Pretty hard to deny that one. And he rolls the rock away. And it says that the guards did shake and quiver as if they were dead. I would think so. And Jesus walked out. Of course, he was gone long before then. It's funny because when he was crucified, the one thief on the cross said to him, If you're really God, take yourself down. And the other one said, Shut up, he is God. And Jesus said, To this day I'll be with you in paradise. Jesus' body was laying there, just like us. When we die, our body does not go to heaven. It's there. You'll come see the body at a funeral home or at a cemetery. The soul is with God instantly if you're a believer. If you're not a believer, it's not with God. It's in hell. But if you are a believer, the minute you die, your soul is with Christ. And so when Jesus was crucified and on that cross, and the other one said, Lord, I believe. And he said, to this day, by the end of this day, you'll be with me. He wasn't speaking embellishingly. And he wasn't adding anything to it to comfort him because he knew he was going to die. It was literal. His body was in the tomb. His soul was in heaven. And when we die, that's exactly what occurs. The only peace we have in this whole world is to know that when we die, we're going to heaven. And it'll be all wonderful from then on. This world is just a place to hang out for 60, 70, 100 years. And there's a lot of stuff we get to go through here, good and bad. But eventually, when our race is run, we get to go home if we know our Lord. Because he did raise from the dead on this day. It's a great thing. Let's pray. Father, I do want to thank you for this time, Lord. And God, I want to thank you for Easter. Lord, we modern Americans today, we just don't really get it. It's hard for us to. We're so far removed from the time and that reality. But Lord, help us to have a depth of understanding that we don't already have. Help us to get it. Help us to, in the dark of the night, when everything's going wrong, to latch on to these things that we know are true for comfort. Whether we're young, somewhere in the middle, or somewhere on the other end, help us to understand this relevance and be comforted by it. But God, we thank you for this. Now bless this time. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand at this time, if you would. We do have breakfast downstairs, and it's about 9:04, so the timing's right there. Everyone's welcome to attend, and the next service is at 10:30. You're welcome to stay, but you don't have to. But the breakfast is served at 9 o'clock. Just run on downstairs. So everyone is dismissed and free to go downstairs. Yeah.